Hi, is that Sarthak?
Speaking.
Hi, Sarthak. This is Anita from Outspark, a career services platform, part of the Times of India group. Is it a good time to connect with you right now?
Is this AI?
I'm a resume sales AI agent, but I can connect you to a human right now if you prefer.
Okay.
I see that you just checked your resume score with us today. Are you looking for a job change right now or just looking to update your resume?
Job change.
Great. We have your experience as 10 years. Is that correct?
No, it's 7 years.
Thanks for that, Sarthak. What kind of roles are you targeting?
Senior project manager, program manager.
Got it. Are you aware of ATS, the applicant tracking system, and how it impacts your resume?
Yes.
Perfect. As you know, ATS helps HR shortlist profiles. If your resume isn't ATS friendly, it might get rejected before reaching HR. Make sense? Make sense?
Yeah.
I see that your resume score was 62.4 out of 100. Anything below 80 is considered poor on ATS. So even if you're qualified, ATS might be rejecting your resume. Are you getting enough relevant interview calls with this resume?
Yes.
That's good to hear. Are these calls for the kind of senior project or program manager roles you want?
No.
Are you customizing your resume for every job to match keywords or using the same one for all applications?
Using the same one for all the application.
That's likely why calls aren't relevant. Your resume needs the right keywords for each job to pass ATS. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Your resume is like a magnet, Sarthak. It must highlight skills and achievements matching the role and industry to attract the right opportunities. Without the right keywords, recruiters won't see you. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you still there?
Yes.
So two things. Your resume might miss keywords to pass ATS and your job search method might not target